WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
FM. Dave Graham with It's After 6 p.m. on Monday night with the Red Hot Chili Peppers on Max FM.
Scott tissue that I wish you saw. Sarcastic Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this. Up bra, I'm falling all over myself to lift your heart and taste your hill, cause with the birds of shed it's a lonely view, and with the birds of shed it's a lonely view, and with the birds of shed it's a lonely view. Shed is a lonely view. Mr. Know-It-All. I close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I share. With the birds I share this lonely view. With the birds I share this lonely view. With the birds I share this lonely.
And more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
All the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every
take a look in your eyes.
And more
99.7 Max FM.
I'm not your mother. I'm not your man. I am something that you never understand. I never beat you. I never lie. And if you ever love, forget you by and by. 'Cause
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget, stream us online at max.fm. Enjoy your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Scroll down to the bottom, look for Max Mouse, and tap on Max FM. Here's Belinda Carlisle. I Get Weak on Max FM.
When I'm with you, I shake inside. My heart's all tangled up, my tongue is tied. It's crazy. Can't walk, can't talk, can't eat, can't sleep. Oh, I'm in love, oh, I'm in deep. 'Cause baby, with the kiss you can strip me defenseless. With the touch I can
like a bomb, baby, come on.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday night. Let's be honest, no one's looking for a vitamin-packed, nutrient-rich snack when they reach for a Little Debbie Zebra Cake. But are they really the worst? The blog Eat This, Not That has a list of the 40th unhealthiest snacks on the planet, and guess what? Zebra Cakes is number one, which seems dramatic, but with 34 grams of added sugar, one cake does exceed your recommendation for daily intake. Each cake also has 320 calories, 14 grams of fat, including 8 grams of saturated fat, 150 milligrams of sodium, 47 grams of carbs, and 2 grams of protein. They should have led with that one, right? Now, here are the rest of the 10 unhealthiest snacks. Number 10, Chewy Dips Chocolate Chip Granola Bar. Number 9, the Twix Candy Bar. Number 8, Hostess Old Fashioned Donuts. Number 7, Max Salt and Vinegar Pork Skins. Number 6, Doritos Nacho Cheese. Number 5, Little Debbie Swiss Rolls. Number 4, Turtle Chex Mix. There you go, Wendy. I bet you didn't know that. Oh, and speaking of that, here we go. Number 3, Ritz Bits Cheese Sandwich Crackers. And number 2, Smucker's Gobber Grape. Now, I wonder where the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes fall in this. It's not probably a good place to be, but I love those things right around Thanksgiving, and I always get a stockpile of them. So I bet those are considered unhealthy as well. I'll have to look and see what's in those. Wait, I don't want to know because I love them. Now, the one that surprised me was the Chewy Dips Chocolate Chip Granola Bar. I love those things. I didn't even know about that till tonight either. So, yeah, apparently granola bars can be unhealthy as well. So there's some words of wisdom from Dave tonight. Coming up, we'll look at weather news by Bon Jovi on Max FM.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Pigtails. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall, damaging wind gusts, and large hail. A low in the upper 60s. Sunshine's back for tomorrow, warm but not as muggy, and a high in the mid-80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 85.
99.7 Max FM.
Shot through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had. About you now.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday night. The Brewers got those bats swinging yesterday, and they beat the Padres 6-2. Tonight, they are playing the Rangers. That game kicks off at 7:10 p.m., so let's hope those bats continue to be hot. Let's talk NHRA. John Force had a horrendous accident yesterday. Basically, his engine blew. Large ball of fire. He ended up crashing into the wall. He was admitted to the ICU. He was alert and conscious when he was removed from the car. I don't have any further updates on that one. I've been kind of keeping tabs on that one. So 75 years old, still doing that. And so we're hoping he's going to be okay. He was talking that he's going to retire at some point this season. We didn't know when. So we're hoping he's okay. NASCAR, very interesting race yesterday. They were in New Hampshire, and they did have the wet weather tires with them, and they came in handy. NASCAR bumped the start of that race up to 106 p.m. our time, got the race underway, and with about 83 laps or so to go, they threw the caution for rain and ultimately the red flag. Traditionally, when that's happened in a lot of cases, NASCAR has said, yeah, we're going to wait this out, see what happens, and then they shut the race down, and it's race over because they're past a halfway point. That didn't happen yesterday. They put the red weather tires on and they sent them back out on the track when it was done raining. Now, if it was still raining, they would have not put them on track because they do not have windshield wipers on their cars or the flashing lights. In the case of an oval, very distracting with the flashing lights. So they wait for the rain to stop, kind of dried the track off somewhat. Then they sent them out with wet weather tires. It was interesting racing. Some people lost some grip. Not sure what happened to Kyle Busch. He crashed under caution. Looks a little suspect to me because he went into the wall and then he just parked his car. And he's not commented what that was all about. He was already at least, I think, two laps down at that point. So he's pretty grumpy already. I don't think he wanted to be out there any further. So that's my speculation at this point. We'll see what happens with that. Now, the leader of the race, when they threw the caution, did not end up winning the race. That's kind of what usually happens when that goes on. And a lot of the fans left because traditionally NASCAR has not gone on. They just said, we'll wait it out a little bit. It's raining. Yeah, we're done. Nope. So they got back racing, got all the laps in, was starting to get darker. That was the other issue they're going to run into, but they did get the race completed. I'm going to commend them for this one because you know what? They got a full race in. I wonder what they're going to do when they get to the playoffs. If this happens again, I hope they do it because you know what? We want to see a full race. That's what the fans want. Coming up, we'll have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank, and our 50-minute music art continues with the Fine Young Cannibals on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. All summer long, every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. And it's the 2024 Grandstand Bash. Join the Craft and Music Festival to raise money to save the grandstand and help refurbish the grandstands at Columbia County Fairgrounds. $5 will get you entrance into all of the activities, which includes great live music, food vendors, a beer tent. We also have a craft and vendor show Saturday from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. until 4. Bouncy houses for the kids, face painting, pedal racing, raffle for gift baskets, 50-50 raffle, and so much more. There'll be a great music festival going on in conjunction with this event both Saturday and Sunday. Visit Save the Grandstand on Facebook for all the details. And the Reedsburg Area United Fund will be hosting a Brat Bash and Dash. This is going to be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Friday the 28th. $4 for a brat. You can get 6 for $20. Plus, we'll have sodas and potato chips available for $1 each. And again, this event will be supporting the Reedsburg Area United Fund. This will be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. That's on Friday the 28th. The Brat Bash and Dash. It's going to be at Quillen's Quality Foods there in Reedsburg.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Maximum music.
Stop the way I feel.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it.